Welcome to the Course Creators Circle podcast, where we talk all things course creation with your host, ideas strategist, and Thinkific approved expert, Linda Reed Enever. The Course Creators Circle podcast is home to Linda's top tips, along with interviews with experts and course creators just like you. Get ready for practical tips you can implement in your course creation journey with your host, Linda Reed Enever.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enever, Thinkific approved expert, course creator, and I love to share my knowledge and expertise with everyone else. And that's what we're going to do in this episode of the Course Creators Circle podcast, as this is a question that I get asked quite often. How do I come up with a great course idea? There are many, many ways that you can get that knowledge out of your head and come up with a course idea. And we've got a couple of podcast episodes and an exercise on getting your knowledge out of your head that we'll link up with this episode to help you. But ideally, when you're coming up with your course idea and coming up with a good one, you're listening to the questions that the people are asking you and you're working out how can I put it into a course. So one of the things I get my students to do when they're creating courses is I get them to note down everything that they're being asked. Okay, that could be the questions that people ask them along the way, the things they roll their eyes to, all of those things that, you know, they're getting asked on a regular basis, and especially if they're repeat questions, because chances are if people are asking you that question, that's going to be a really good course idea. So you write it down, you keep a notebook, you do all of those sorts of things. The other idea of coming up for a course is drawing on your own experience, using that expertise that you have to teach others how to do something. So if something people are asking you about, like for example, if you're a successful software developer, you could create a course on how to build mobile apps because people are asking you about that all the time. So you might do that. You might address the trends and emerging technologies within your fields. You might offer a course or a membership that would help people learn and stay up to date on these developments. For example, I train in Facebook marketing. Part of the things that happens is Facebook changes the algorithm on a regular basis. So my Marketing Circle members are one of the first people to get the updates on that Facebook stuff as it happens. You might look for gaps in the knowledge and the skill sets of your target audience. So the people who are coming to work for you, are they not ready to work with you, but they need some help? Can you create courses along that way? Are they maybe ready to work with you, but don't have the budget? Then how can we provide them with something that's going to help them in a course that will empower them to learn, empower them to get a few wins along the way, and then create that knowledge? Chances are your course is hiding where you least expect it. It could be hiding in your blog. The next tip I give you about looking for a good course idea is to go to Google Search Console and see what is the top performing blog post that you have. Can I now string two or three of those together to make a course? Because that could definitely be something you could use and put into course creation planning sheets and dive in a little bit further and get in there and use. And then the final tip that I have for you is go to Answer the Public. Type in the words that you want to be known for or the problems that you think your people have and see what it's coming up in waves of search results. Use that to name your modules. Maybe pull four or five of them together and create a good course. The best course out there is the one that's created and done that people can engage with and learn from. You know, it's not the perfect course that's sitting on your bookshelf. So what we want to do now is we want to teach our people, deliver small wins, deliver a mini course if you need to first, test the market, but create something. Because thinking about a course, thinking it's not good enough, isn't helping your people learn the skills that they need to learn. So for right now, take a few of these exercises, take the monetizing your knowledge worksheet and fill in those details. But ideally, a good course idea is one that solves someone's problem. And you have the skills, the knowledge, and the expertise to solve someone's problem. Just go back to those questions those people are asking you and start from there.
Thank you for listening to the Course Creators Circle podcast. Don't forget to check out the full range of resources available for course creators at www.thecoursecreatorscircle.com.au.